Okay, we have a busy word. You're very late. You're about 3 days late. We have work to do.
Is it good?
We have work to do. I wasn't accusing you of anything. I'm stating a fact, the reality, the way it is. You're late. Okay, we have to okay, tomorrow we'll have a look at the avoiding with doing for Shavuos and get some feedback and see how they were. So everybody be prepared tomorrow to come with your feedback about your avoider that you did for Shavuos. Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Hay in the meantime, trying to discover who we are. Before we find out how our avoider is, find out who is doing the avoider. That's very important. Somebody wants to ask the Kotzke Rebbe, Rebbe, where can I find Hashem? He said, who wants to know? That was an answer, not a question. That's where you find Hashem, when you find out who wants to know. Okay. So we're trying to find out who we are. The Loshon of the Rebbeinu Yoina we saw. Do I have to read it again? Now everybody knows it already. Our heart. Everyone learned it about there. So Yoida Isha Oyved Erech Atzmoy V'yaki Malotu Kuala Savoysam Gizlosam V'chashimsam V'chibosam Etzel Haboris Barach V'ishtadu V'chazek Tomid La'amid Atzmoy V'may La'hu V'tlenheg Bo Tomid V'kol Yom V'yom. Okay. So that we all know that's what we have to do. V'lechay V'chodav V'ayin Hay If we don't recognize the enormous value of this gift, the awesome power that's been placed in our hands, I am likely to destroy every step and sad, whatever. We saw this, but I want to do this again. The world is perfectly balanced, and we move the world up or down. Listen, Shorim says this already. That the king of the oilam is tolu on us every moment. Hashem Shekadosh Baruch Hu bikish me Adam Arishon. Ten daitcha shelotit kalke v'tachli v'salomi. Kachu mevakash meitanu. He's asking us also, because we're all little Adam Arishons. Tnu daitchem shelotachli v'salomi hakol tolu b'chem. What does that mean? Al tachli v'salomi. How do we machli v'salomi? But what's the matara of the oilam? Why did Hashem create the world? And if you don't earn the good, will he give it to you? No. So therefore, the purpose of the world is much good. Now the purpose of the world. Clear? You weren't here for the last few weeks. So you have to stop interrupting. It's not good. Okay. Fine. I'm joking. Okay. Let's learn a bit of Nefesh HaChayim. Kach malamdenu agoyin Reb Chaim Volozhin. V'sifrei Nefesh HaChayim. V'kol chyesam v'kiumam shel olamos kulam. All the life force and the continuation of the world, all the worlds. Myriads and myriads of untold infinite worlds. That only continues and exists as a result of the Holy Torah and Klal Yisrael that learns the Torah, that's Isaac in the Torah, because that is the light of all the worlds and the neshama and the life force of all of them. She all kolay elamos, it's the light of all the worlds. The nishmas v'chias kulam v'ilu ha'yoilam v'kotze v'kotze ponu afrega echad mi'esek v'izboidenus b'toyre kadoi shift the world from one into the other. For 1 minute would be lacking in Isaac and his boidenus b'toyre, The entire world will return to Tohu V'Bohu, whatever that is. That's post-Maisabrachus. Tohu V'Bohu was post-Maisabrachus. Not pre-Maisabrachus. Tohu V'Bohu is part of the Bria. Okay, whatever that is, Lo Mishaneh Lanu. But that's the responsibility that rests on our shoulders. In order to be mative, the ultimate good that Hashem wants to give us that we've spoken about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system, a mareches, of partnership between Him and us. Shutfus gemura, and it's a total shutfus, it's not a game. Sharemi baladeinu lo tiskaim tachlis abriya, because without us, without us, the world cannot come to its fruition. Hashem cannot become the tachlis of the bria without us. Therefore, he stands and waits for us to give him the opportunity to give us. If we don't, God forbid, give him this opportunity. The entire purpose of the bria is bottom. Okay, so that needs work. Let's try and give this some content. This is his favorite story. He used to tell the story often. He loved the story. And it's a very powerful story. And with this story, you have to come away with a story with a switched in your head. If you haven't done it already, having heard the story before. If you kind of are hearing the story, the same person, you've missed the whole plot. Hearing the story has to change your relationship with Torah and Mitzvahs. If it doesn't, you've missed the plot. Okay? The 10 Baitcha. They used to do seminars. He used to do seminars for Bali Tshuva, whatever. He used to be with Uri Zoazal. They did a lot of work together in the early days of Kirov. So one of the Friday nights after the Suda and after a whole lot of shearing, and Shachtin events is Yitzuros Ha'isa Lo Shaychus Le'adu. He was speaking to Bochum that it had obviously Shaychus to Yiddishkeit before, he's obviously from. Ulam Anatash Razav Vakol B'naisiv L'kach Ha'ilo Tzarat Rabot B'chayet Rodiya Ad Adiyayta Atachtoy Namamash. He'd gone off the derech, as they put it, whatever that means, and he'd also had a lot of tzoros in his life. And he'd mamash got to what we call rock bottom. Not in a good matzah. Yishavnu v'chazachnu an inyan emunah v'mitzvah. We spoke about mitzvahs and about emunah. The petah b'emtzis olchoy. Now you're talking about late in the night. Middle of the night, on a Friday night. U'mavakesh eslichosi. Who writes a letzet achutz a lekamar agoy. He shouldn't have to go out for a few minutes. To go for a break. Shalti oto leichanu olech. B'sha'a kom mucheres b'layla. Where are you going so late in the night? Where are you going? Buhu Eishiv Li. Ke'en lo yisa oz, ha'oiz, ha'chutzpah, la'ashan b'fana b'lel Shabbos. He doesn't have the chutzpah to smoke in front of me on Shabbos. But what can he do? Ha'chu chayv la'ashen. U'luchayn ha'roik, so that's it. La'ashen l'kam ha'rogayim. He's got some of the cigarette for a few minutes. But he can't smoke in front of the robe. Then he doesn't have the chutzpah to do. But he's got a good son of a cigarette. As lawyer dati mala sot, what do you do in a situation like that? Imagine you're in that situation. What do you do? What are you going to tell him? Hey, kid, it's also the smoke. You're going to burn. He knows that. And then you've lost him. You start giving him musa. He won't come back for the chat. You want him to come back because you can maybe impact on him. But how do you keep quiet when the Tzara Shechina, the Jew smokes on Shabbos? I'm a Tzara Shechina, how do you keep quiet? When you're in situations like that, if you get out the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you more indicators than what to say. So listen to what happened. Hashem's Rav Taba said to you, imagine for a minute, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you and asks you, ten libe bakasha sagaria, please can I have a cigarette? What would you do? You'd give it to him? Can, for sure, why not? I mean, it's a crazy question, but sad, understand, you're going somewhere with this. Imshakti l'shoel, afil my dizu sigari achreinu shokha. It's your last cigarette. It's Friday night. It's your last cigarette. The shops are closed for the next 24 hours. Anybody ever smoked here before? Smokes now? You know, that's not a simple question. Somebody has smoked. It's your last cigarette, and you don't know when you're getting another one. You give it away, not so quick. Not so quick. But a Kosh Bocho wants your last cigarette. You give it to him? He said, yeah, for sure. If a Kosh Bocho wants my last cigarette, if I knew that he needed it, for sure, give it to him. And I would be very honored to do it. This Bocho tells him. So I told him, you know, with that you won't smoke now, are you better give him that? You told me that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants your last cigarette, you'll give it to him. I'm telling you that if you don't smoke that cigarette, you're giving Hashem much more than a cigarette. Are you prepared to give that to him? So what did he answer? The Elah Chayid. Im ze nachon, v'ata retzini, ani mukhan. If what you're saying is correct and you're serious, I'm prepared to. Amati lo, ki ani mukhan l'hashbir zeleo, sheze nachon. I'm going to make sure that that's correct. And we don't make oaths so easily, but that's what he told me. Meiridik, no? Meiridik. When you do a mitzvah, what are you doing? You're making sure that you don't get a hell. You're making sure that you get lots of schar. No. You're giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu something that's much more valuable than anything that you have. Schar mitzvah. Mitzvah, as we learned. You're giving Hashem the opportunity to do what he wants to do. The whole reason he created the world is to give you the schar of that mitzvah. He went on to keep Shabbos. The call palm show in Hashem who not in Kiviochel Sagari Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every time he felt like having a cigarette, he gave Hashem the cigarette. Oto Baruch Hu Yidale B'meshach Hashanim Baruch Hashem Kiyomu Atzmoy Machzi Yudim B'tshuva Gam B'Olameinu Shelanu. He was crazy B'tshuva and he himself now has a big mashkir. Lo anu chayim b'toich imun ha-pshuta u'tmim b'divrei Chazal. If we would live with just poshut, poshut, that's what Chazal say, that's what they mean. Hey, Kalanu, have a Yosel Amud Mungi Shonis to Pitcha Yetzer. Now he walks up. Would be much easier to deal with the seductions of the Yetzer and the Shonis that we have. Imen ha'yum ha'aminim ve'emun ha'shlemet yadu noisim la'kodesh Baruch Hu. As kol kiyum ha'tayre v'mitzvah shelanu, v'kiv yochol, eni yochol ha'kabalet zomi af echad, acha v'nabadayna. Where can Hashem get this except from me? He won't get it from anywhere else. Because no one else can do what I can do. And if I don't do it, no one can do it. And if I don't do it, there's going to be something chose in the Bria. As Nimzim Ken, Shukiviochel, Tzarechotan. So therefore, Kiviochel, he needs us. Not that he needs us, but he created a world in which he can't do what he wants to do without us. He bound himself in such a way, which he can do if he wants. You think about the depths of that, it's unbelievable. If we would walk with thoughts like this, we would look very different. If we would have a real, true feeling. Hard one, this is not a poshut one. That we somehow causes champagne when we don't do what we're supposed to do. We would approach our avodas Hashem in a much more elevated way. Look at that last paragraph. You can leave out if you want. It's hard to understand what Tzad Hashkin is. I'm not going in there now.
I don't know if that will speak this guy. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need nothing for
us. It's for us. It's for our good. That means if someone wants to smoke a cigarette, it's not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not for him. All the benefit is for him. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means what the people are supposed to understand, it's everything is for our good. And if you think it's bad for us, it's a mistake. And this thing we have to understand that the Torah is not hard and we will have nothing for us. Everything is for us. That means at the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants our good. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not nothing. If someone
Mayachus correct, yeah. Mayachus correct, except for one Nakuda. Yeah. No, 100% correct. Matamaze Mataimachus correct. Mayachus correct. One Nakuda, yeah, that's the switch that I spoke about before. Started reading this. This is the switch that has to switch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants our good. Mayachus. Can he give you the good if you don't earn it?
No.
So he does need something from you. Kaviyochol.
He needs a strong relationship.
He needs you to do what you're supposed to do for your good, yes. So that he can give you what he wants to give you.
We have a relationship with strong. That means
without the, I'm not even discussing the relationship. But this is the switch that I'm trying to get across. It's all for me. It's only for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants for me, and he wants the good for me. Aval, if I don't earn it, he's not going to give it to me.
No.
And therefore, he can't do what he wanted to do. So therefore, I can give him something. Kaviyochol. I can give him the opportunity to give it to me. You're right. The Melchus, it's all for my good. Hashem doesn't need any of this. If you're a big tzaddik, mati tenlo. If you're doing a veira, mama ziklo. But you've seen that it's not correct. The Loshon of Chazal is not like that. You weakened the rock of your of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We saw from the Loshon of the Nefesh HaChai. How much charos and churba we create in the higher worlds when we don't do the Rotzon Hashem. It's all for my good. But ultimately, why did Hashem create the world? To give me the pleasure. But I have to earn it. If you don't earn it, he can't give it to you. If you don't earn it, he can't give it to you. The entire purpose of the Bria has been destroyed. That's what Hashem's waiting. I'll give you a marshal. You have a son, 8-year-old. I don't know how old they get bicycles today, but he wants this new fancy schnoozy 20-year super duper titanium bicycle. Yeah? Okay? Son, he's a big ingrate, not the most well-behaved child. Everything's Magielo. He doesn't have a chorus of faith. What he does get, if you give him the bicycle, you're doing him more harm than good. Do you want to give him the bicycle? 100%. The biggest pleasure that a father gets is when he buys his first bicycle. Is it a shmat? He wants to do it. He's walking home from work one day and he sees that the bicycle that his son wants is on a miftza, chetzi mechir. So what does he do? He buys the bicycle. Of course, not an idiot. He goes home, he puts it in the machsan. He locks it up in the machsan, he hides it away and puts it in the machsan. Because he can't give it to the kid now. He's platzing to give this bike to the kid. He wants to give the bike to the kid, but he knows it's not good for the kid. For him, it would be wonderful. You give the kid the bike, you get all the nachas from giving the kid the bike. So he leaves it in the machsan. A few weeks later, the kid comes home from school. He says, Abba, you know, I've been thinking. Mamash, I haven't been beseder. I haven't been beseder. I take everything for granted. I don't appreciate you and Imma. I just want to tell you, Abba, I'm sorry, and I thank you for everything you do for us. What does the father do? Sprints downstairs, opens up the machsan, takes the bicycle and says, yeah. What was stopping the father giving the son the bicycle? His rotson to give? No, he wanted to give. Because that's all he cares about is giving the child what's good for him. What was holding him back from giving the child the bicycle? The child wasn't doing what he needed to do to get the bicycle. Because it wasn't good for him. If I'd given him the bicycle, it would have been good for me, but not good for him. So don't give him the bicycle. It's not good for him. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu with us. Hashem wants to give us everything. Everything. We have no idea how much Hashem wants to give us. Hashem wants to give us infinite. Infinite. Hashem's rachamim and chesed and desire to give is ein sof. But we don't exactly, not good for us if he gives it to us for free. So he says, I need you to earn it. But he's dying for us to get a drive so he can give it to us. Like the father who can't wait for the moment when he can give the kid the bicycle. Who's it all about? It's about the kid. It's the same as it's all about us. But if you don't earn it, you can't get it. So when the kid goes and says, Abba, thank you for everything you do for me, he's just given the father what? The opportunity for the father to give him the bicycle. So he gets his bicycle, which is what he wanted. But he's given his father something much bigger than a bicycle. He's given his father the pleasure of having given the bicycle. That's what we give Hashem. Post Maaseh Bereishis. Before Maaseh Bereishis, everything I'm saying now is clear gombo. Post Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem set up a Maarechet, like works like this. I'm not talking about Hashem's essence. This is Boba Maaseh.
Marsh Midrash, exactly like you said.
The Midrash says this?
Yeah.
What does the Midrash say?
When do you think Hashem? Because Baruch says, I have to give it to you.
That's another dimension. That's another dimension. It's another aspect of it. But the Nakuda is that Hashem created the world in such a way that he won't give it to you if you don't earn it. Once you've earned it, by the way, he gives you more than you deserve. And that's a question you have to deal with. That's the principle of Obama says that once you've done what the minimum is you need to do, Hashem gives you much more. So how's that not Namad Kusufa? A fortune of Delta than anyone. And that's the switch. When you're doing a mitzvah, it's not about Isra, Muta, Heta, good boy, bad boy, Schav, or Einesh. No, it's about the relationship that I have with Hashem.
So it's also the choice.
You can either give to Hashem, you can give to Hashem, or not give to Hashem.
But Hashem say, it's for your good, make.
Of course. Hashem wants us to travel first class. He doesn't want us going by bus. Flying first class. Why do you have choice? Because if you didn't have choice, then he couldn't give it to you. It would be chesed again. We'd stop it.
Why does he want us flying first class? Yeah, like a certain amount of money. Maybe he wants us to take that money and support Torah learning or poor
family. No, you missed the mark. I'm not talking about flying first class getting this one. He doesn't want you flying in this world. I mean, what do you mean by first class? Business class, I can hear. The first class is done. The problem is, once you fly business class, you want to fly first class and you want to fly business class. I had a